To start off, the title of the course was Local Citizenship in a Global World. I thought we'd be talking about different role models in history who've made significant change. Well, I was wrong to a certain degree. I was blown away by the history that has been embedded inside the city of Newark. I really never heard about the Newark Rebellion in the summer of 1967. Professor Junius Williams, who was a major activist at the time, did a great job in telling us his crazy stories of not only here in Newark, but also down in Montgomery, Alabama, in the heat of the civil rights era. The medical school fight, the implementation of Route 75, and the tensions between City Hall and the residents of Newark were some of the highest of the class. Now, every day that I enter this city, I truly appreciate its rich history.
This past spring, Mark Krosovic, an author and assistant professor at Rutgers University Newark, taught Perspectives on History, Newark Uprising, 1967. The interim director of the Clement A. Price Institute on Ethnicity, Culture, and the Modern Experience says many of his students came into class with certain biases already in place.
By and large, students come in with, I hesitate maybe to call it knowledge of the uprising, but they think they know something about it. They know that it happened. They know that it's important. They tend to know, or they tend to think, that it's a reason why Newark is often, pitched or framed as a dangerous, sort of scary, violent place. Mm-hmm. And those images are so often tied back to 67. And so in other words, they arrive with some investment, with some knowledge that's meaningful to them. And so then taking them to look at the actual sources that event generated, sort of complicates that baseline that they arrive in class with in really, exciting ways. They say, I didn't know that, or I came thinking this about it, and I learned something else. And in some cases, I think that changes then how they think about Newark history writ large, because 67 is such a, in a lot of people's minds, such a central event in that history.
The history of Newark has not been a big part of the curriculum of the public high schools, but that's changing. Superintendent of Schools Christopher Cerf says there's a plan in place for the younger generation this fall.
Specifically, the Newark Public Schools has recently launched several efforts to improve history teaching in the district, particularly with respect to promoting student understanding of Newark history, and as well as more fully implementing the New Jersey Amistad legislation. NPS has drafted and is in the process of finalizing a semester-long high school Newark history course that is going to be launched in most of our high schools this fall. It includes a number of lessons and units, including ones about the sort of demographic changes of the city, the Great Migration, the election of Ken Gibson, the city's first African-American mayor, the events of 1967. And this course has been developed in collaboration with local experts, including Junius Williams, historians, NPS educators, some of our history faculty, and members of our school board.
Having knowledge about your city earlier should help today's youth take away negative associations tied to Newark. It could also change the perspective of those who live here in the city and work here in the city, and also stimulate the sense of value and pride in not only themselves, but their environment. I'm Chinedu Yamaobi, WBGO News.